From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A shooting attack in the U.S. state of California becomes the deadliest mass shooting in the United States in the last 3 years. U.S. authorities say as many as three attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. They say at least 14 people were killed in the attack at the municipal building, and 17 others were wounded. Hours later, police shot and killed two of the suspected assailants in a vehicle when it was spotted in a nearby neighborhood. Here's what local police chief Jared Bergwan had to say about that incident.
We had multiple officers that were involved in the shooting. We have two suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had one police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital and is expected to be okay.
Well, U.S. officials say a third suspect was detained after fleeing from police, but it was not clear if he also was an attacker at the municipal building. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but law enforcement officials said they could not rule out terrorism. British lawmakers have approved a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State militant group in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case ahead of Wednesday's vote, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militants. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, and Cameron urged lawmakers to back the extension of airstrikes to Syria to target militants that he said are plotting attacks on the West. After 10 hours of heated debate, the request was approved by a vote of 397 to 223. This is VOA.